Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And brothers and sisters, I can't tell you the number of people that have come to me and have told me that God has spoken something to them. They know that this is what God is telling them to do, but, and then they tell me all of the reasons why they can't do it. They tell me about their limitation in their own natural ability. I'm not able to do this. They tell me about that they don't have enough money. They tell me that this happened. We've had people come to our, or want to come to our Bible school, who came to these meetings and say, but I've got two dogs. I know God's calling me, but I got two dogs. What would I do? How could I come to school if I have two dogs? And you know, the director of our Bible school at that time, he was a lot more kind than I was. He says, last I checked, they allowed dogs in Colorado. Bring them with you. I just told her, kill them. I know some of you are going to get on my case. I really didn't want her to kill him, but I'm just trying to put down the fact that what's important here. It's amazing how we let things stand in the way. Well, I've got a goldfish that if I came to... You know what? You got to learn to obey God. I've had people come and say, but my parents, my husband, my wife, my children, they don't understand. If you wait until everything in your life lines up, until all the planets are in the right alignment before you do what God tells you to do, you are never going to fulfill what God has placed on your life. Jamie and I haven't done everything right, but you know what? We've been quick to obey. We have stepped out. We've done things that if our students were to go and try and do things the way that I did it, I'd say, you're going to die. It'll never work. We didn't use our head the best we could. We haven't done everything right. We've made a lot of mistakes. But you know what? We have stepped out and tried to obey God when it looked like certain death. I'm just trying to get across that if you want to fulfill what God has put in your life, you've got to be willing to obey. Willing and obedient before you eat the good of the land. That is so simple. And yet I can guarantee you, if I could sit down with every person in here, there are people in this room tonight that God has put something on your heart and you have reasons that you haven't done it. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. You have to get to a place that, Father, I am going to do what you tell me to do if it hair lips every devil in hell. If it costs me every friend that I've got. You know, when Jamie and I first got started, we were in the Baptist church. And I'm not against the Baptist. Man, praise God, I got born again in the Baptist church. I learned some good things. I'm not anti-Baptist. But we were in the Baptist church and they didn't agree with what I was seeing. And they didn't enjoy it. And you know what? I had a decision to make. Am I going to go on with God? And we literally had to walk away from the people that were our very best friends. People told us we were of the devil. And we left with people rebuking us and saying terrible things about us. It cost us some of our very best friends. And there are some of you that God has laid things on your heart, but you won't do it because you've got a circle of friends that you just love their friendship so much you won't step out. I'm telling you, you will not see the fulfillment of God's will in your life like that. I had family that told me I was of the devil. I had family that quit talking to me. I got in big time trouble. I've been kidnapped. I've been threatened to be killed. I've had people put out a death warrant, say if I ever stepped on their property, they'd kill me. I've had a lot of things happen. And you know what? It cost you something. And there are some people that they know what God is leading them to do, but because of the resistance and the opposition, they won't do it. I'm telling you, you cannot fulfill God's will without obeying what he told you to do. The scripture says, I believe it's in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, 27, right there somewhere. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. If you are afraid of people, and if you have to have their approval, 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. If you have to have people's approval before you step out on what God calls you to do, you're never going to make it. There are some of you that God has revealed grace to you and you've started getting free. And yet I've had people tell me before, but I was born again in this church. I can't leave this church. I've had people say, my grandfather has his name engraved on a plaque in this church. They bought this pew. I can't leave this church. And you are staying in a place that is pulling you down. And God is telling you that you need to go on. And yet you won't obey because it's going to cost you. Well, you know, your family wouldn't understand. People couldn't understand different things. You just can't reason things out on your own. When the Lord first spoke to me about leaving the Baptist church, I believe He spoke to me 2 years before I got out of there. But you know, I was asking this kind of question. I was saying, but God, what about the Baptists? Don't you love the Baptists? Do you want me to leave them and just let them go to hell? What's God going to answer to a question like that? Is He going to say, yes, let all of the Baptists go to hell and just follow me? No, that's not what He's going to say. He loves Baptists. If I would have said, Father, do you want me to stay here? He might have answered that differently. But how you ask a question is important. And so for 2 years, God, I was no longer accepted. They were telling me that I was of the devil. Every time I would speak, they would pour hot cold water on it and tell me that this isn't of God. And man, I wanted to run someplace where people would receive the message instead of reject it. But every time I'd pray about it, I'd say, God, do you want me to just leave the Baptist and forget about them? And He wouldn't say yes to that kind of question. And it took about 2 years for it to get through my thick head that, you know what, I could do more to help the Baptist by going on with God and getting into the things of God and learning the Word. And now I am reaching thousands and hundreds of thousands of Baptists and helping people. I'm doing more to help them now than I would have to stay there and die. I couldn't understand that. I didn't know exactly what God was going to do. But finally, I knew that this is what God told me to do, was to leave. And even though I didn't enjoy it and I felt grieved in some way that I was leaving some of my best friends and stuff, I knew I had to obey God. And if I hadn't have obeyed God, did you know God still would have loved me? But someday I would have got to heaven. And He says, look what could have happened if you would have obeyed me. Instead of just reaching a small segment of the body of Christ, you could have reached any type of person in the body of Christ. God would have loved me, but you've got to obey God if you want to see His will come to pass. It's really simple. But God is going to give you steps that you have to do in order to fulfill. And you can find God's will. You can even start following God's will. But if somewhere down the line you come to a fork in the road and you decide to go your own way and not follow God, you aren't going to fulfill what God's plans for your life are. They do not automatically come to pass. You have to be willing and obedient before you eat the good of the land. Turn over to the book of James and let me just reinforce this with some scripture here. In James chapter 1, in verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face in a glass, talking about in a mirror. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Again, he's saying here that you can't just be a person who hears the word of God. You have to do what God's word says before you see the will of God fulfilled in your life. Again, this is so simple that you'd think you wouldn't have to say this, and yet it is amazing to me how many people come to me and ask me something and they aren't doing what God told them to do. Let me ask you this. Why would God give you step number 2 or step number 10 if you haven't obeyed step number 1? All that would do is make you more accountable. All it would do is make your failure that much greater. God will reveal things to you step by step by step. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that you should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's will comes in stages, good, acceptable, and perfect. He shows you things step by step. And there are people that haven't taken these steps because they're saying, oh God, if I do this, what's going to happen if I step out? And they're trying to figure it out. They're leaning under their own understanding. God's not going to tell you the next step until you first of all obey the one that He's given you. You have to be quick to do it. And brothers and sisters, I know in my heart that there's people right here in this room that you have more revelation from God than what you're acting on. For instance, this could apply in a... You could just start naming hundreds of different things. But I talked about honoring the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. You have revelation from the Word of God that you're supposed to tithe, that you're supposed to give. And some of you know that, and yet you lean under your own understanding and you aren't obeying God in that area and you're wondering why other things aren't working. You know, I've got a teaching on this from Luke chapter 16 where Jesus said that if you aren't faithful in that which is least, you won't be faithful over much. And we apply that in all different ways. But if you were to go study that out, Luke chapter 16 is talking about finances being the least area of trusting God that there is. It is the smallest use of your faith. It is not for the super saint. It's not only for the spiritually mature. Trusting God with your finances is baby stuff. And yet I find people all the time that say, oh, well, I believe I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. But I can't trust that promise about give and it shall be given unto you. I can't do that. I need this money. You're telling me that you can't trust God for something that the Bible says is least, but you can trust Him for that which is greatest, your eternal redemption?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU17C titled Learn to Obey when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students, you have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you, and you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.